Good morning. This is Lois W. Stern, and my guest right now is Cheryl Stewart. Cheryl, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. So nice to have you with me today. So we're going to jump right in, and you'll tell the group of listeners just what motivated you to write this tale to begin with.
I actually wrote this tale about 8 years ago when my mother passed away. It was originally written for her memorial service, and people responded well to it. I kept it, and so it was my inspiration to revise it to enter your contest, Tales to Inspire.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's very interesting because one other person I spoke to also said, well, it wasn't so personal in the sense that it was a family member, but he heard the story at a funeral. And that's what inspired him because he was so touched by the story. Of course, this one had another meaning for you because it was your mother.
Absolutely.
And somebody that obviously you deeply admired.
Truly. And it was modified to reach a broader audience versus the person, mm-hmm. the people just in the church. So.
Okay, very good. All right. So just tell us a little bit about your mother since we got on that topic.
Well, she was actually just an amazing person and did quite a few heroic things in her life. I mean, her and my father just packed up from a small town in eastern Washington and moved to Alaska and homesteaded. It was a territory at the time. And she, even though she did all these amazing things, I wanted to write a story that just exemplified a simple gesture of kindness and how a little bit can go a long way. When I was first challenged with this literary contest, Tales to Inspire, I didn't want to raise the bar too high. I think that true inspiration should come from a humble experience, something that's small, something that's approachable. Otherwise, it becomes intimidating. Then it's easier to make the next step.
Well, she certainly was not an intimidating woman, was she, from
what
I read about her?
She herself was not intimidating. Some of the things that she did were just amazing. She did it all. I mean, from the hunting to the vegetables to building homes to modeling. She was on TV every Wednesday afternoon. So, but just this story, I just wanted to exemplify just what a simple act of kindness can really do and inspire a lot of people.
And it sounded like, in this case, can we just tell a very little bit about the story and the fact that your mother befriended a homeless woman?
She befriended a homeless person who lived on the streets, an Inuit lady, a tribal person. And my mother volunteered at the Visitors Information Center in Anchorage, downtown, the log cabin, see photo, and just sat down, began to show up every Wednesday earlier, sit down to get to know her, to find some commonality between the two of them, the point of my story is that we all have something in common with other people. We just have to take the time in our lives to discover that. And through that discovery, something amazing can happen.
And I think that was the main message you wanted to get across.
Absolutely.
That, but we're not all of the same milieu in many ways. We come from different social stratus, different educational backgrounds, different experiences. Mm-hmm. And yet, someone like your mother, who had so much, so many God-given gifts, was able to find a commonality with a very simple woman who was in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And was able to help her really literally change the path of her life.
She changed her path of her life. She redirected her to be reconnected with her family, not to feel ashamed, and not to judge other people. When we look at somebody, it's so quick for us to judge other people, especially during these more difficult economic times. We're too quick to judge on other people's lives.
And not really look beneath the surface, because
Absolutely.
It's that surface that sometimes
Absolutely.
Makes
mm-hmm.
it all. Oh, mm-hmm. It was a wonderful story, and I enjoyed
Thank you.
It. I know many, many other people did, too.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about you. I know now how you reached the Tales to Inspire contest. It was through a friend who let you know about it, so I did know that.
Mm-hmm.
What did you like best about this Helping Authors project?
Well, first, to enter a contest, I have to admit I was a little intimidated. I think whenever you enter a contest, you know, competition itself is scary or a little nervous. You start putting people in categories and pitting them and, you know, identifying the good, better, best. But I found this experience to be really enlightening, Lois, that the contestants were so eager to help each other with very constructive criticism to help you become a better writer. I have to admit, I just found the whole experience to be truly positive, and look forward to writing more. It did inspire me to write, and write a lot more. So,
I know I'm so glad to hear that, because I know other authors have told me it improved their writing. The whole experience improved their skills as writers, and that's part of what this is all about. Even the judging part, which I know intimidated people a little bit in the beginning, most people found that they enjoyed it.
It was very constructive criticism. I learned a lot about editing.
That's good.
I'm still learning a lot about editing, let's say that.
That's wonderful. That's really great. So all in all, is there anything else that you think you'd like to share about Tales to Inspire, about your story in particular, about the whole experience, anything at all that you feel that you'd like to share?
I think if there's one thing I'd like to share with a wider audience is that, unfortunately, it takes difficult times. I've been reading a lot of people writing about their memoirs, and unfortunately, it does take maybe a difficult time or a traumatic event in someone's life to help them write. It helped me, and I think writing helped me get through difficult times. I just started writing and writing, releasing negative energy and turning it to something positive. It's a journal of self-reflection, and it's not just about this story. It's just about writing in general. And then to displace negative energy, some of my writings, Lois, I would burn. One I even buried in my backyard.
Wow.
It helped me get through the negative part of a traumatic event, and then I could start writing on something positive. So as a child, I never kept a diary. I never journaled, but I am now, and I'm encouraging my children to do so, writing down their events, how that made them feel. And most of them are not for other people to read, far from being publishable, but if you just dispense that and get rid of it, then you can focus on something positive. So writing has been very cathartic for me and healing. And
I'm going to hold on to that one statement you made earlier, turning negative energy into positive energy.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to remember. And
the
yes, writing.
I encourage them to write and burn. You know, burn what you had. Like I said, I buried one piece. I just thought that was the most appropriate way.
Wonderful. I love that. I'm going to remember that for a long time. See, I learn from everyone I speak to, and that's just wonderful. Cheryl, I thank you so much for being a guest. I enjoyed talking to you. And by next week sometime, you'll be able to find this interview up on the website, hopefully.
Great.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the experience, and I look forward to doing more of these, and I hope
I hope you do.
Some traction. Yes, and I hope that you can start getting some more traction as well. So thank you again, Lois.
Sure, spread it around. Tell your writer friends that it's not too frightening of an activity to do, and it does certainly help you grow as a writer, and that's what I'm hoping for everybody who partakes in this. Well, thanks, Cheryl. Take care.
Thank you, Lois.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.